Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Karen Seipold and we're going to be talking about an event coming up. Good morning to you, Karen.
Good morning,
LaVon. Karen is a member of Women, Land, and Legacy, and we're going to talk a little more about what that is. But before we do that, we want to talk about an event coming up, Women Gaining Ground. What's that all about, Karen?
Well, we're really excited to put on this program. We're going to be putting on this event in Shenandoah on the 21st of March, and it's a big day-long event. We're going to be having presenters come and open sessions for anybody who's going to be coming to listen to some exciting events and business opportunities in the state of Iowa. These are homegrown businesses, local people that have done anything from beekeeping to fish farming, interior decorating. There'll be something there for everyone.
And likely all ages, and whether you live in the town or country or wherever. And I guess one of the things I wanted to mention before we get into a little more detail about it is that, as I understand, the program that's been done, Audubon Cash Shelby, Boots to Heels, is not going to be held this year. And so you're maybe going to kind of take turns. So this is another opportunity, just in case people say, well, when's Boots to Heels going to happen? You got to put on your calendar, March 21, Women Gaining. Detail about it is that, as I understand, the program that's been done, Audubon Cash Shelby. Detail about it is that, as I understand, the program that's been done, Audubon Cash Shelby. Detail about it is that, as I understand, the program that's been done, Audubon Cash Shelby. Detail about it is that, as I understand, the program that's been done, Audubon Cash Shelby. Detail about it is that, as I understand. The program that's been done, Audubon Cash Shelby, Boots to Heels, is not going to be held this year. And so detail about it is that, as I understand, the program that's been done, Audubon Cash Shelby, Boots to Heels, is not going to be held this year. And so you're maybe going to kind of take turns. So this is another opportunity, just in case people say, well, when's Boots to Heels going to happen? You got to put on your calendar, March 21, Women Gaining. Detail about it is that, as I understand, the program that's been done, Audubon Cash Shelby, Boots to Heels, is not going to be held this year. And so detail about it is that, as I understand, the program that's been done, Audubon Cash Shelby. Detail about it is that, as I understand, the program that's been done, Audubon Cash Shelby. Detail about it is that, as I understand, the program that's been done, Audubon Cash Shelby. Detail about it is that, as I understand, the program that's been done, Audubon Cash Shelby. Detail about it is that, as I understand, the program that's been done, Audubon Cash Shelby. Boots to Heels is not going to be held this year. And so you're maybe going to kind of take turns. So this is another opportunity, just in case people say, well, when's Boots to Heels going to happen? You got to put on your calendar, March 21, Women Gaining Ground. Is that correct?
Right.
Yes. Okay. And so do you have hours for this? And kind of, you said Shenandoah, maybe just a few more details about that.
Sure. We're going to open up our doors at 8 a.m., and programs will begin shortly after that. We'll have a little mixing and mingling time, a little light breakfast refreshments. We'll be serving a lunch at noon, and then we'll conclude at 3 p.m. And during this time, we're going to have our main event speaker will be Holly Hoffman. She was on a reality TV show. I'll let you go to our Facebook page to learn more about her. She's really a neat person, really beautiful inside and out. And after we do that, we're going to be visiting about identity theft, growing it here, eating it here. We're also going to have yoga for beginners. We'll also have creative startups and the business of bees and some springtime decorating with junk.
Okay.
So, hey,
oh,
everybody's
yeah,
got a little
yeah,
bit of that.
Yeah, it's really popular right now. So do people have to choose among some of those topics several times, or do they hear all of those?
No, you can go in and out of sessions at any time. We have three different times of breakout
all right.
sessions. And the keynote speaker is open to everyone at the same time. They say we're going to serve a lunch of a baked potato bar. And so everything we've got going, everybody can participate in. We also have a wonderful group of people who are going to have some vending opportunities there for local business ladies who have started their own businesses, and you get the opportunity to see some of their wares and learn from them as well. So it's a really great networking mm-hmm. opportunity for anybody. Like you said, you can live on the farm, you can live in town. You'll enjoy it.
A good opportunity. You mentioned networking. I mean, it's a good opportunity to meet some new friends, perhaps some people that you don't see every day. Good chance to meet some new folks. Now, there is, of course, a fee. I mean, you've got to pay some costs. And how much is that?
It's $25 per person, and that includes all your registration materials, the breakfast, the lunch. And also, a little perk to that, if you get registered by March 10th, you're eligible to win $100 in cash.
Ooh, I like that. Yeah. So, and I just want to mention again, this Holly Hoffman, I don't watch Survivor, so I don't know about Holly Hoffman. But when you say she's been on Survivor, I'm going, I think that has to be an extraordinary person.
I think you're right. I'm really excited to hear what she has to say.
Yes, I can't believe what some of those people do. Okay, and then you can get information on Facebook.com, Women Land Legacy. So let's talk a bit about what's Women Land and Legacy.
Well, we started up a few years ago. There's other groups of the Women Land and Legacy organization here in the state of Iowa. And our goal is to help the women who are coming into the ag business. The largest growing sector of landowners in the state of Iowa is women. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it just kind of happens by accident. But helping us get through some of the topsy-turvy world that goes with owning farm ground and going beyond that, helping our rural communities. You know, all of us are connected to our little communities through the schools, the churches, the businesses. What can we do to help our communities grow and flourish to the benefit of our family?
Mm-hmm. Now, and I think as we kind of look around, if you're aware of it at all, that there's an increasing number of women farmers by themselves, single women, or, you know, they've chosen that I'm going to be a farmer. Now, there are lots of women who've been haven't been called farmers. They've been farmers because they're working hand in hand with their husbands or some other member of the family. But there are women from all over who are choosing to be farmers.
Correct. It's a really hugely growing industry. There's a lot of income potential as well. Agriculture isn't just corn and soybeans and alfalfa anymore. It really reaches as far as your imagination can take mm-hmm. you. And women have really taken this bull by the horns, literally. And, it's a really great opportunity. Like I said, this agriculture isn't new to women, but as a single proprietorship, you know, it can be intimidating. And we'd like to help women through this process in any way we can, you know, through extension, and other opportunities. A lot of our donors that help with our different projects and events, you know, include the farm bureaus, the local banks, farm credit services, farm service agencies, you know, the soil water conservation. You know, there's a lot of people out there willing to lend a hand to help people grow in this area.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you have a group that meets regularly, or is it more as the opportunity rises and questions come up? How does the group operate?
In both ways, actually. People can call their local extension office and say, hey, you know, I'd like to learn more about XYZ. And they filter it to us and say, how can we put together a program on this? This event on Saturday is the first one we've done as a large opportunity to get together. But we've also done, we try to kind of do quarterly events, local tours, educational possibilities, things like that. So we've done some events, smaller scale, but we'd love to open this up to everybody in Southwest Iowa.
Now, Women, Land, and Legacy, and as you said, it's been around for a while. Statewide, if you haven't heard of it, well, that's okay. Now's the time to learn more about Women, Land, and Legacy. And I'm guessing if you have a computer and you just put that in, Women, Land, and Legacy, there will be some information come up that you can check out.
Right, and do go to Facebook, like us on Facebook. It's Women, Land, Legacy. Don't take out the word and between land and legacy. And it's WGG for the Women Gaining Ground Conference.
Okay.
But, you know, come and check us out. You know, we're trying to keep up with all of the electronic events as possible here, but we're hoping to gain a larger audience. Call your local extension office for any questions you may have, but come to the website. You can get a printed version mailed to you as well. So we've got a brochure that we're putting together as we speak. So we're excited to get this ball rolling.
Yeah, usually we're talking about March 21. That is a bit out there, but you need to get it on your calendar. We wanted people let people know that this was happening. Karen, let's just talk a little bit about you. You live on a farm?
Yes, my husband Brett and I farm here. Our address is Hastings, Iowa. And we have four kids, very busily in anything from 4-H to school activities and sports, and we have a row crop operation which we share the duties of. And I grew up on a farm in Nebraska, so you know it's all the same, but it's all different too. So,
so you get out there on the tractor, the machinery, just to help, give a helping hand when possible.
Right. Yep.
Yeah, good. Well, and I'm guessing that you really appreciate having that opportunity with your children also. So, again, March 31 is when?
Oh, excuse me, 21.
There is no March 31.
There we go.
March 21, Women Gaining Ground. And if you need more information, as she said, go to the website or call the extension office in your county. We want to thank you very much, Karen Seibold, for visiting with us this morning.
Thank you for the opportunity. Mm-hmm.
Thomas Edison said, people are not remembered for how many times they fail, but how often they succeed.